Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer John Clear, J-O-H-N John, C-L-A-R-E, Clear. Now the dates of John Clear are from 1793 to 1864. Now John Clear is generally referred to as a peasant poet. He was an English peasant poet of course the Romantic era. Now you should keep in mind that the poetry of John Clear is many a times studied alongside the Romantic poets, such as Wordsworth, Coleridge and so on. However, it is very difficult to categorize John Clear as only being a Romantic era writer like Wordsworth or Coleridge, because his poetry is slightly different. Of course, he talks about nature, countryside, but it is not just limited to that. Like William Blake, during his lifetime, John Clear was neglected. His works were neglected. Considering that he was a son of a peasant, he faced many hardships in life, in early life, as well as in his later life. Now John Clear knew about the world of nature from direct experience, and his observations are as much those of a naturalist as they are of any poet. Along with this, you should keep in mind that during those times, in the 1790s and early 1800s, there was the enclosure movement that was ongoing in the English countryside. Along with the industrial revolution that was ongoing, there was also the enclosure movement that was going on in the countryside. Because of it, many peasants and farmers had to leave the countryside. Many of them faced hardships, and John Clear was a witness to this rapid breakup of the traditional agricultural economy as a result of the enclosure movement. Enclosure. E-N-C-L-O-S-U-R-E. Enclosure movement. And being born into poverty and being the son of a poor peasant, he received very little formal education. He also had very limited access to books. But he was an autodidact. Autodidact kya hota hai? Somebody who has taught himself, rather than being taught by formal education. Along with the countryside that was his inspiration, the ballads and the folk tales and folk songs which his father told him, these were also inspirations for him to write poetry. Of course, his family became a critic of his writing poetry. But the ballads that he knew or heard about, the folk songs of rural laborers, and the ones that his father told him, all of this became inspiration for him to write poetry. Now, after this, you should know a few more facts about his life, because all of these things have influenced the poetry that he has written. One such fact is, in his early life, he fell in love with a girl called Mary Joyce. Mary Joyce. But ultimately, he couldn't marry her. He married somebody else later on. But throughout his poetry, even in his later life, when he writes poetry, he constantly mentions Mary, Mary Joyce. And another source of inspiration was the works of poet James Thomson, especially his work The Seasons. James Thomson ke baare mein aapne padha hoga, especially the work called The Seasons. This was a kind of inspiration for John Clear. Now after this, you should know that the first book that he published was called Poems Descriptive of Rural Life and Scenery. Poems Descriptive of Rural Life and Scenery. This was the title of the anthology of the poetry that he published in 1820. After that, the second volume of poems that he published was titled The Village Minstrel. The Village Minstrel. M-I-N-S-T-R-E-L. Minstrel. This was published the next year, 1821 mein published hua tha. And then afterwards, a third volume was published called The Shepherd's Calendar. The Shepherd's Calendar with Village Stories and Other Poems. This was the complete title. The Shepherd's Calendar with Village Stories and Other Poems. And this was published in 1827. Now after that, the last book that he published was titled The Rural Muse. The Rural Muse. Published in 1835. And later on in the 20th century, Jonathan Bate, the famous Jonathan Bate, who is also a biographer of John Clear, he called John Clear the greatest laboring class poet that England has ever produced. The greatest laboring class poet that England has ever produced. And another thing that you should keep in mind is that due to the various hardships that he faced, jo poverty tha unka, and then he couldn't find lucrative employment either as a poet or as a farmer. Because of all of these hardships that he faced throughout his life, he ended up in a mental asylum later on in his life. So, zindagi ke 20-25 saal to unhone mental asylum mein bitaye the, apne aakhri 20-25 saal. So, John Clear witnessed hardships, poverty firsthand. Yet the merit of his poetry is such that, you know, his name is worthy of mention. Okay? His works are worthy of being mentioned. और इनके वर्क्स पे काफी सारे सवाल भी आए हैं, सो डेफिनेटली पे अटेंशन टू द वर्क्स ऑफ जॉन क्लेयर. नाउ आफ्टर दिस लेट मी टेल यू फ्यू इंपॉर्टेंट कोटेशंस दैट आर ऑफन कोटेड एंड वेरी वेरी मेमोरेबल कोटेशंस. नाउ द फर्स्ट कोटेशन इज कोट, इफ लाइफ हैड अ सेकंड एडिशन हाउ आई वुड करेक्ट द प्रूफ्स अनकोट. ठीक है, इफ लाइफ हैड अ सेकंड एडिशन हाउ आई वुड करेक्ट द प्रूफ्स अनकोट. इस कोटेशन का ब्रॉडली मतलब ये है दैट लाइफ इज फुल ऑफ रिग्रेट्स एंड दैट we should do things differently if we had the chance to start all over again or if we have still some time left in life to make amends for the wrongs or the mistakes that we made. Theek hai, broadly iska ye matlab hai. Now after that there is another quotation, quote, he could not die when trees were green for he loved the time too well, unquote. Theek hai, he could not die when trees were green for he loved the time too well. Now what is the meaning of this quotation? Now, this quotation captures Clare's deep connection to nature and its role in sustaining him, okay? Sustaining his livelihood. Now, after that, there is another quotation, quote, the best way to avoid a bad action is by doing a good one, for there is no difficulty in the world like that of trying to do nothing, okay? Let me repeat this again. The best way to avoid a bad action is by doing a good one, for there is no difficulty in the world like that of trying to do nothing. ठीक है, इस कोटेशन का ब्रॉडली क्या मतलब है? इट टॉक्स अबाउट द चैलेंज ऑफ चूजिंग गुड ओवर इन एक्शन. मतलब कुछ एक्शन ना लेके कुछ अच्छा ही कर दो एंड फाइंडिंग पर्पस इन द वर्ल्ड फुल ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स. ठीक है, सो ब्रॉडली ये मतलब है इस कोटेशन का. देन देयर इज अनदर वेरी फेमस कोटेशन, कोट, माय फ्रेंड्स फॉरसेक मी लाइक अ मेमोरी लॉस्ट, आई एम द सेल्फ कंज्यूमर ऑफ माय वोज, WOES, वोज. ठीक है, लेट मी रिपीट दिस अगेन. My friends forsake me like a memory lost. I am the self-consumer of my woes. ठीक है? इसमें broadly क्या मतलब है इस quotation का? This is a kind of poignant or a very painful line in which John Clare reveals his struggles with isolation, internal turmoil, despite his connection to nature. ठीक है? That his friends have forsaken him. Then there is another very memorable quotation. Quote, love lives with nature, not with lust. Go find her in the flowers. ठीक है, let me repeat this once more. Quote, love lives with nature, not with lust. Go find her in the flowers. Unquote. तो इसमें इस quotation का broadly क्या मतलब है? There is a gentle suggestion in this quotation, which celebrates the pure and natural form of love, ठीक है, found in the beauty of the world around us. So it's saying that stay away from lust. Now after that, you should pay attention to two more works, in particular two important poems that he has written, ठीक है. One is called I Am, ठीक है, I Am, यही title है, I Am. And the next one is called Remembrances, ठीक है, Remembrances. और ये वाला जो poem है I Am, ठीक है, इसके it's just a 3-stanza poem, it's a short poem, ठीक है, but look at the lines that he has written, ठीक है, बहुत ही memorable lines हैं इसमें. Let me quote few lines, ठीक है, जो आपको पता चलेगा कितना कितना बढ़िया लिखा हुआ है. Quote, I Am, yet what I am, none cares or knows. My friends forsake me like a memory lost. I am the self-consumer of my woes. They rise and vanish in oblivious host, like shadows in love's frenzied stifled throes. And yet I am and live like vapors tossed. Unquote. Okay, so let me repeat these five lines once more. Okay? As I told you, this comes from the poem I Am. Okay? Quote, I am, yet what I am, none cares or knows. My friends forsake me like a memory lost. I am the self-consumer of my woes. They rise and vanish in oblivious host, like shadows in love's frenzied, stifled throes. And yet I am and live like vapors tossed. Unquote. ठीक है? So, याद रखना, इस poem का title जो है, I Am. And then another poem which is important, I told you, called Remembrances. ठीक है? So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important quotations given by John Clare. Second, he was a peasant poet. Throughout his life, he faced hardships. At the end of his life, he had to go in mental asylum. And one of the differences in the writings of John Clare and that of William Wordsworth or Coleridge is that he doesn't try to romanticize the rural life. Okay? He also talks about the hardships that are there in rural life. ठीक है, रूरल लाइफ ऑफ कोर्स इज गुड, ग्रीनरी इज गुड, लैंडस्केप इज गुड, दैट इज ओके, बट Along with that, what about the hardships? Along with that, what about the problems? John Clare talks about all of this. Okay? And since he knew all of this firsthand, there can't be a better description of the rural lifestyle, the obstacles there, as well as the opportunities there, than in the poetry of John Clare. Okay? And definitely remember the name of his very important work, which was the anthology of poems called Poems Descriptive of Rural Life and Scenery. Okay?